Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I think we're having a little technical difficulty hooking up with our guest that we were planning on having this hour, the Managerial Moment of Truth. Robert Fritz is the author of that book, and we're going to keep trying. We may not be able to get him, but we'll work on it. Let's just you and me talk for a little bit longer. One of the things that we talked about earlier in the previous hour with Ruth King was some of the checks and balances to have in your business, to make sure that you have in your business. And one of the problems that we have, I'm not going to tell you what kind of checks and balances to have. That you can come up with those on your own. That's not the kind. The specifics about how you do some of these things, that's not something that you should have me telling you, or any of my folks, my brain trust members, telling you what to do. One of the things that we need to be doing is just reminding you what the kind of ruts that you and I get into as small business owners, and we do get into those. We get into ruts. We get into these channels. We get into these silos, or we get behind our walls, or whatever you want to say. But think about the process that you've gone through to start your business and to run it and to grow it and to manage all the different things that you've managed. When you think about that, when you look back on how you got to where you are, it's a little bit easier to see how defects can get built into the way you operate your business. For example, when you start your business, it's just you. Probably it's just you. It was me. That was when I started my business on May the 21st, 1989, at 8:35 in the morning. I actually remember the exact moment that I started my business, my own small business. It was just me and my computer. That's right. And so, you know, everything that needed to be known about my business was known to all the employees, me. Everything. And when I thought of something new, when I learned something new, when I decided to make a change, when I decided to do something different, when I added some kind of a new capability or whatever, it was instantly and immediately transferred to all the employees because it was just me. So then we hire employees, right? Or we bring on vendors. And we add people to our operation in one form or another. We bring on people who support us through their as a contractor, like a vendor, which more and more of us are doing every day. I'm doing it more and more every day. I'm choosing that in many cases rather than hire employees to do those things and capitalize all of those resources. I'm allowing a vendor to fill that role for me. You are too, many of you. We do that, plus we add employees. We bring on employees. But as we do all of that, we may not transition well from the way we operated when it was just us to the way we operate now with real people involved, real other people involved. And as those people get involved, and as we make our decisions for our business, as we grow our businesses, as we learn new things and all those things that happened to us when we were alone, now we have other people that need to know these things. But we don't always change the way we operate. We don't always change the way we do business. And that's one of the problems. That's one of the challenges that small business owners have, is knowing how, is recognizing this phenomenon that happens, and making a concerted, disciplined effort to change it. And it's not enough. It's not enough just to say, well, you know, I guess I better start communicating with these people. I realize that that I need to do that. That's a big step. I mean, that's a huge step. It's to recognize that you're not communicating as well as you should. And but the next thing you got to do is you got to actually take some effective, fundamental steps to make that communication happen. Now, what I want to talk about first, before the steps, is what it takes to recognize what's happening when you're if you're not communicating well, if your organization, if your people are not getting the information that you have in your head, that you decisions you've made, et cetera, if that's not getting down to them, what would that look like? How would it manifest? What would it appear to be to you? Well, it'll first appear as an emotion. That'll be the first, the very, very, very first little bubble. You know, whenever you've watched a water boil, there's little bitty bubbles start at the bottom. If you put a pot of water on the stove, and you watch it, the very first thing that happens is a little bitty bubble will form right at the very base of the pot. And it hasn't turned loose yet. It's just right there on the bottom. Well, for you, that first little bubble is the emotion of frustration. And what will happen is you'll want something done. You'll believe that it should have been done. And it won't be. You'll ask for information and you won't have it. Or you'll get an answer back that won't be what you expected or what you wanted. It won't help you. It'll be ineffective. It'll be incomplete. It'll be inaccurate. Or it might not even be there. And the person that you were expecting to get that from has a very frustrated look on their face because you have an even more frustrated look on your face. Maybe you have a frustrated tone in your voice. Sometimes my employees have accused me of taking a tone with them. And I've said, I don't take tones. And they said, oh, yes, you do. And they're right. And it's because I didn't do a very good job. I did a poor job of communicating what I had decided, what I learned. I was still operating like I was a micropreneur, like it was just me. And I wasn't filling them in. And I expected them to read my mind. And I can't even read my own mind, let alone expect someone else to. So we're going to talk about this, how to identify this, and some of the steps to take to improve the communication in your organization right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. Hey, hey! Happy long. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm the Duke of Earl. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. That you got to go way back in the Wayback Machine to get that song, folks. That's a wonderful song. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which comes by email on Sunday afternoon to get you ready for the week ahead. That's what my subscribers tell me. I really enjoy getting your letter, Jim, on Sunday afternoon because it gets my mind focusing on the day ahead, on the week ahead, and we're glad that it does. And so thank you for subscribing, those of you who have, and those of you who haven't, well, all you got to do is go to my site and click on it and give us your email address. We ask you for other stuff if you want to give it to us, but we also like to know how you found out about us. Where'd you hear us on the online? Did somebody recommend it, or did you hear it on a radio station somewhere? How did you find out about us? We like to know that. You don't have to tell us anything else except that and your email address. We need that. But we also like to hear how you found out about us. And also, don't forget to check out the archives, thousands of archives, and the articles and the blog and lots of other stuff there that you can check out. The blog is very handy, and you can come and get it, or we'll send it to you. And it's updated every weekday, Monday through Friday. We're talking about some of these some of this communication, improving the communication in your operation, making yourself a better manager so that your operation will run more efficiently. And I was talking about how you first identify that you have a problem. And I'm going to tell you, folks, that in my experience, any time I feel a frustrating moment, it's when my organization isn't clicking on all cylinders. I feel frustration. I feel aggravation. And the truth is most of the time, it's because the manager, the owner, whoever is in charge of that division or that group, probably hasn't done a good job of communicating well to their people. And if you're feeling frustrated, then the first person to look to is you. Go look in the mirror and ask yourself, okay, what didn't I get down the line to the other folks? Now, if you got down the line, if you did get it down the line, I mean, you could be frustrated and it could not be your fault. But you need to find out what that is. You need to presume that, that it's you. Find out, make sure that you have made sure that you communicated. And then once you have, then hold people accountable. Now, how do you do that? What are some of the steps that you could take? Well, Ruth King in the last hour recommended that you actually write these things down. Here are the things that are expected of you. Put them in writing. These are the steps that I expect you to take. Now, obviously, you can't do that for every single thing that people do for you, that everyone does in the company. But the key things, the big things, the things that get everything else rolling, put those down on paper and say, okay, everybody understands that this is what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to do these five steps every week, every day, every hour, whatever they may be, so that there's no confusion about it. We probably all ought to say, okay, what is it that I have to do every day that if I don't do that, the company doesn't make it? And then move down, go down in order of urgency, and go down into your organization and into the steps that your people take. And let's write some of these things down. And before long, you've got a job description developed. And then whenever that person leaves your company, they leave behind their job description. And so when you hire the new person to replace them, you've already got their job description there. And I'm going to propose that you'll be surprised. I think you might be surprised to find out what your people are doing that you didn't know that they were doing. That turns out it's a good thing they were doing them, those things, because you needed them. You might find out that they're doing some things that they didn't need to do, that they shouldn't have done. Some things that maybe they thought they should be doing, that because somehow you communicated to them that this was important to you, and the truth is you didn't really mean that it was that important. And they're spending too much time on something that's not that big a deal. So it's all about, folks, first realizing that if you're an owner, if you started the business, you probably, if you haven't checked your position, you may not have grown your business with solid management fundamentals and communication fundamentals. And you need to pay more attention to that as you manage your people, as you hire more people, as you grow, as your organization gets bigger. You need to think about this communication thing. And if you're wondering if you're doing a good job of communicating to your people, and they're hearing what you say and understanding what you say, if you're wondering if that's happening to you, ask yourself this: how many times a day do I feel frustration? How many times a day do I feel aggravation about the way my organization works? And if that's happening to you, then you probably have some of the defects that I've been talking about for this segment. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back with our good friend Karen Kerrigan right after these messages. She's the president, the CEO, and the founder of Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. This show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administaff.
Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.